Alaska Department of Fish and Game wood bison biologist Tom Seaton says the latest population survey shows the herd dropped over the last year from 150 to 72 animals, a decline he attributes to extreme winter weather with heavy snow on the ground from last October through the end of this past May.
It was just a bad combination of things. Difficult snow to get through to get to the forage, snow that lasted a long time, and snow that was quite deep.
Seaton says the animals that died included most of a group of 28 yearlings imported from Canada to the Innoko area in the summer of 2022. He says the current population of 72 wood bison is the lowest since state, federal, and tribal partners working to reestablish the animals in Alaska transplanted 130 from Alberta, Canada in 2015. Seaton emphasizes that the Innoko Yukon Rivers area herd has experienced other weather-driven fluctuations.
Had a couple years of slow growth and then a decline from around 140 to around 90, and then kind of a jump back up over 100 and then back down to 90-something, and then a couple jumps above 100 all the way up to 150 last year, and then now down to 70-some. And, you know, if we project that in the future, it could be anything. We could continue to have growth years or decline years, really dependent on just how the snow conditions stack up.
Meanwhile, planning continues to expand the effort to reestablish wood bison in Alaska. Seaton says the focus is on sites in the eastern interior where snow cover tends to be lighter.
So Yukon Flats, Lower Tanawha Drainage, and Upper Tanawha Drainage all have conditions that are more conducive to bison performance.
Seaton says they're working with local groups through a public planning process to identify a second wood bison restoration site to which animals could be transplanted as early as next summer. The wood bison restoration project is primarily paid for with federal Pittman-Robertson funds. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.